Hello, everyone. You are listening to a Hobosode, and this one is sponsored by SimSpeak. And holy crap, it's Hobosode 90. It looks like this one is going to be free for everyone to listen to. I bet you people paying for the Hobosodes over on Patreon feel ripped off today. If you do, you can blame SimSpeak. He's the sponsor of today's show. Damn it, SimSpeak. We're going to start today's show with a request from Frank Caller. He says, here is a sticky note I found at the Starbucks near the airport. I imagine this person would be fun to call. I'm not sure what to say. Maybe that you're from Starbucks and will donate money if the troop does some ridiculous things for the store. And it's a post-it. And on the post-it, it says, Karen with Boy Scout troop called about possible donations. Contact number for her is... And it has her number down here. So maybe I could donate something to her that would be completely useless? Maybe I could say one of her Boy Scouts came in here and they were extremely rude? No, that's stupid. Maybe I could donate, like, coffee grinds or just something really shitty. I'll say we have, like, 7 barrels of vegetable oil, you know, from all the fried food that Starbucks makes. We've been saving it up for months, just for you. I don't know what to do with this one.
Hello.
Hello, Karen.
Hello?
Hello, Karen. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Hey, this is Steve Dave. I'm from Starbucks. And someone gave me this number to call, like, if we had donations for your Boy Scout troop.
Oh, you know what? You guys did give something.
Yeah, well, no, this is the other one. Like, the one by the airport called us. We're the one closer to town.
That doesn't make sense. No, we already had our event and received our little basket or our little gift thing.
A little gift thing. No, we had real donations. Like we just all work together. We're a bunch of, you know, the Starbucks are owned by the same people, same district manager and all that. And they gave us your number so we could donate things.
Yeah, we already got donations from the Starbucks.
Yeah, this is a different Starbucks, you idiot.
No.
Yeah. We're not the same one. Totally different.
Okay. Well, we have enough. We don't need any more.
Well, it sounds
thank
like
you,
you don't appreciate donations.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow. Wow. Some people, I tell you, just trying to be nice and donate things. She's being all suspicious at me. What was that all about? Maybe my caller ID said something crazy. That's all I can think of. Here, let me call her right back.
Hello. We're unavailable to answer the phone right now. If you'd like, you can leave a message.
All right. Sorry, Frank caller. I don't know what happened. She was just weirdly suspicious of me. I don't know why. Here's a request that I don't know what the hell to do with. It says, hello, Brad. Please prank call this person and tell her you have the Anchetta painting. Tell her it won't be cheap. Tell her you work with Will or that you are Will. Her name is Bambi, and here's her number. And this one is from the casual European. So, I don't know. What the hell? I guess I'm going to call her and tell her I have the Anchetta painting. Or is it Anchetta painting? I don't know. We're about to find out, I guess.
Hello?
Hello, Bambi?
Uh-huh.
This is Steve Dave. I work with Will. I have the Anchetta painting.
Excuse me?
I have the Anchetta painting.
The what?
The Anchetta painting. I don't know how to pronounce it. Come on, just you know what I mean.
The Anchetta painting?
That's what I said. The Anchetta painting. I have it.
Oh, you have the Anchetta painting. And where did you get my number again?
From Will. Will gave it to me. I work with Will.
Will is from where?
What?
Will is from where?
I give up. Where's Will from?
You said you got my number from Will?
Yeah. I said I work with him. I don't know his entire, you know, life history or anything. I don't know where he's from.
Okay, and you were trying to sell it? Is that what it was?
Yes, but it won't be cheap.
And how much is that?
I require 12 saxophone lesbians.
Okay, are you fucking kidding me right now?
No, I'm not kidding at all. That's what I've always wanted, and that's what I'm going to get. If you want this enchetta painting, it's going to be 12 saxophone lesbians. So you better start looking around and figure out where to get some.
What are you fucking asking me for?
12 saxophone lesbians.
12 saxophone lesbians? What the hell is that?
Look it up. Look it up and figure it out. That's the price for this enchetta painting.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, I would not kid about something like this. I'm a Christian.
What is a saxophone lesbian?
Look it up online. I don't have to explain shit to you. I'm not your friend. I'm just selling you a damn painting. A damn enchetta painting. What's all that noise you're making?
You're kidding me. What is this? I don't know what the saxophone lesbian is.
Look it up online. That's going to be the price. 12 saxophone lesbians. You have my number. Once you get that together, then the painting is yours.
Okay, that's fine.
What's all that noise you're making? What make it? Ah, she hung up. Maybe I should have looked up enchetta painting on Google. Right now she's Googling saxophone lesbian, so that's great. Oh, okay, so it's a person's name. Isidro Enchetta was a Filipino landscape painter. He finished his elementary, secondary, and Bachelor of Arts degree at the Antonio de Manila. Manila something. I don't know. They're foreign words. Don't put them on my list.
Hello?
You know, it'd be a real shame if this enchetta painting fell off my mantle and into the fire. So you better hurried up with those saxophone lesbians.
So I'm supposed to figure out what a saxophone lesbian is.
What's wrong with your phone? I can act like it's clicking like crazy. I can't hear you. You're talking into the wrong end. Come on, lady.
Okay, so I'm still trying to figure out what this is.
Okay, did you Google it yet?
I did Google it.
What's it say?
It only says, I only come up with videos. That's it.
What?
It only comes up with a video.
Okay, you better start watching those videos.
So.
Get to watching, because that's the price. 12 saxophone lesbians. But don't take too long, because you know what? I'm tired of looking at this damn painting.
Where did you get the painting?
Hey, you shut up. Get off my phone. Who are you?
Who are you?
Hey, who are you? I was talking to Bambi. Get the fuck off her phone. You weird creep.
Fuck you. Fuck talking to me, nigga.
Can you give me a... I'm sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Steve Dave. Tell that guy there to shut the fuck up.
Okay, look, you don't need to call fucking rude, okay?
Okay, well, you know what? He started it. He started it.
Okay, we don't need this immaturity shit. It's like, come on, you freaking call, you're freaking rude, so...
I'm a fucking dumbass.
Okay, can you shut the fuck up right now? So...
Ask him what a saxophone lesbian is. He'll know.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye, Bambi. She needs to ask her husband to buy her a new phone. So I just Googled saxophone lesbian, and I don't know what the fuck that means. That's what someone said during the What's Your Bid prank. You know, that really old one from the early 2000s?
Good morning, what's your bid?
I would like to bid 50 rubles for the saxophone lesbian.
Instead, why don't you find something else to do besides play on the phone like you're 10?
And it looks like it's a Longmont Potion Castle prank call, I guess. And it's 4 minutes long. You guys don't want to hear that, do you? But I'm definitely going to listen to this after I finish up this hobo-sode. And after all these years, I'm going to finally know what a saxophone lesbian is. Hey, look, there's saxophonelesbian.bandcamp.com. Volume 1. What the fuck is this? All right, track 2. Oh, here, track 4, lesbian theme. All right, this is good stuff, you guys. Everyone visit saxophonelesbian.bandcamp.com. There's 24 tracks of this stuff. Let's just go to the last one. See what the last one is. Good stuff. And it says here in the bottom, all tracks written in under 5 minutes apiece. All verse lyrics improvised and irrelevant. Okay, whatever. Thank you, Casual European, for that number. I'm deleting it now. Here's a request from Xylozin. I think that's how it's pronounced. The person's name is George. He says, this guy's been selling heroin to my younger brother. It'd make me feel better if you trolled him a bit. Some of the lingo I gleaned from a text exchange when he'd be setting up a purchase for what he'd call boys and or girls, some sugar, that's in quotes, and a boot of plant.
Hello.
Hey, George.
Yeah, who's calling?
Hey, it's Steve Dave. A while back, I brought some... it's Steve Dave. I bought heroin from you, and I want to get a refund, okay? Can I get a refund on this heroin?
Who the fuck is this?
This is Steve Dave. I bought heroin from you through Will. My buddy Will.
Bruh, I don't know you. I don't know nothing about no fucking heroin, bruh.
No.
Call motherfucking 911.
What? No, I'm not gonna... Why would I do that? That's stupid. Call 911 for heroin? Or for heroin, I mean... It's not a smart thing to do, George.
Hello?
Look, I just want a refund, that's all. Like just for part of it. I just need some money for gas. I just need some gas money, that's all. Just need to fill up my gas tank.
I do not fuck around. Who the fuck is Will?
Will, that's my buddy Will. I'm his friend Steve Dave.
I don't know no fucking Will, bro.
Look,
do you even know who you're talking to?
Yeah, this is George. Look, I'll give you what's left of this heroin, and you can just give me $20. I just need gas to go into town.
What are you talking about, dude?
The heroin. You sold me some heroin through Will.
No fucking Will, and I don't know nothing about no heroin. Bitch, you the police.
I ain't the police. Oh, George is paranoid. What does he have to be paranoid about? Let's try one last time.
Sir.
Look.
You are. I just got this phone. So whoever you looking for, you got the wrong guy.
No, I know you're George. Look, I'll just sell you some heroin. Forget I bought it from you. Do you want to buy some heroin? Ah, there he goes. Thanks for that one, Xylozin. Hey, wait, you know what? I never got to use the secret lingo. Here, let me change my number, because he's probably not going to answer for me anymore. By the way, I was calling from 420-6969, you know, so I'd seem legit to a drug dealer. But I'm going to change my area code to the area code next to him, and then just some random digits. I'm going to ask for a boot of plant. Oh, wait, I got to do the voice changer.
Hello? Now I'm not a cop. He'll believe it for sure this time. Hey, man.
Hello?
Hey, I want to get a Buddha plant. You got any Buddha plant?
Who is this?
I'm totally
gonna... I just bought this phone, so whoever you guys looking for, it must have been the guy that had the phone before.
Oh, no, I'm a completely different person. I'm totally not a cop. I just want to get a Buddha plant. That's all. Damn it, you guys, it didn't work. I thought it was going to work for sure. George is too smart for us. Didn't he say he was George when I first called? I'm pretty sure he did. Anyway, thanks, SimSpeak, for being the sponsor of today's Hobosode. Today's free Hobosode. I probably should have tried a little bit harder to make today's Hobosode funny, but oh well, maybe I'll do better with episode 100. I blame SimSpeak. If you like today's Hobosode, be sure to sign up on the Patreon. $5 a month gets you a bunch of these short shows. And it's totally worth it and not a ripoff at all. It's worth more than some sugar and a boot of plant put together. So please support the show, patreon.com/phonelosers. Hey, you know what? I don't think this show's very long, so let's go ahead and listen to this Longmont Potion Castle track, which is labeled Saxophone Lesbian / Octillion. This is from Volume 2, Medley 2. I mean, it's a...
I don't know, I never heard of you guys.
Songs. Who? What?
I never even heard of you guys.
Who?
Lesbian thrash or whatever?
Yeah, are you into that or something? What are you talking about, dude?
What?
What are you talking about, anyway?
I never even heard of your band, man.
Which band?
Aren't you in a band?
Yeah. Did you get... Hello?
Hello?
Do I need to rip off your face?
Oh, shit.
Oh, dude, I gotta let you go, man.
What for, dude?
Cause I told you I got a student in guitar lessons right now.
Hey, can you play the saxophone for us tonight?
Yeah, what's I gotta let you go.
Hey, wait, seriously, let me ask you one more question, okay?
Alright.
So
we're forming a new band.
Uh-huh.
And is there any way you could join that? We're called Saxophone Lesbian.
No, I can't.
Why not, dude?
Because I got a killer band.
Huh? You want me to kill your band?
Yeah.
I could do that with my fist alone, buddy. And that'd be your last mistake, mister.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, shit.
You'd never heard of Bobby, though, huh?
No, why?
He's a fucking killer drummer, man.
I'm gonna drill my lower lip, my feet.
Really? Well...
How'd that sound, buddy?
It sounds just great, man.
You crossed me on this.
So now we know what a saxophone lesbian is. It's a band. That makes so much sense now.
Yeah. We'll give you $50.
Say what?
We'll give you $50.
Oh, yeah?
It's Broadway, yeah?
No, I don't think so, bud.
Do I need to bring my cleats to your face? Once I kick you, or what?
Yeah. I think you should just,
Well, I'm on Potion Castle's, it's kind of violent.
Yeah, who you want?
Need to talk to someone there that's in charge of the Octillion method.
Oh, okay, so it's like three pranks in this video. That was the saxophone lesbian prank, and next is the Octillion method prank. But fuck that. We don't care about the Octillion method prank. Now we know what a saxophone lesbian is. That's all we care about. I'm glad that wasn't actually 4 minutes long. We're gonna end today's show with a brand new song by Saxophone Lesbian. You can find their music over at saxophonelesbian.bandcamp.com. This is a track from their latest LP. This one is called Poon.
Some bitch. You really is a big man, aren't you? Oh, yeah.
You really is a big man, aren't you? You really is a big man, aren't you? You really is a big man, aren't you?
Okay, just give me a minute.